Welcome back. Eye on the Outdoors, Ray Eye Radio. Your handsome but yet humble host, Ray Eye. Peanut, Matty G, he's jamming over there. The Vogler Vogler, Kevy Kev, on a beautiful Saturday morning. Welcome back to the campfire in the bunker from an undisclosed location. Yeah, wow. Honey pie. That goes out to my honey pie, my sweetie. Good morning, baby. I'll be down to see you in just a bit. Love you. Oh, we're having a great Saturday morning. Peanut's conked out. It's been a long morning for her. We was on the track this morning at 4 a.m. already, so we've been to Krispy Kreme. We've had a busy, busy, busy morning. You know, we're in the end of August. It's hunting season coming up right away. September 15th through November 15th and November 27th through January 15th are your 2019-2020 archery deer dates. Firearms deer early youth portion is November 2nd and 3rd. Firearms deer November portion, November 16th and 26th. Firearm deer late youth portion, November 29th through December 1. That's way better than being back in January. Firearm deer antlerless portion, December 6th through 8th. And, of course, our alternative, which we call muzzleloader season, of course.
Yes.
Boy, it's way back. It's December 28th through January 7th.
Wow.
Late season. I'm going to see if we ought to get Gary Johnson now with that old flintlock and shoot a TV show with him. Wouldn't that be fun in the Ozarks?
That would be.
Be great. So there's you can get all this information at the MDC's website. You can just Google them because I'm not going to try to say it because you couldn't write it down anyway. You're in your truck this morning, right?
MDC.org.
There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Okay. Vogler, what do you got for me this morning?
SouthCountyArchers.com.
Don't yell.
30 life-size Reinhardt 3D targets, possible shot range from 2 to 70 yards. Children under 12 and under shoot free when accompanied by a paid adult.
Cool.
Presents its annual 3D tournament Saturday, August 17th. Today, alternate to rainout date is August 24th, if needed. Jefferson Berry Park Archery Range registration, 8 a.m. until 12 noon. Cards by 3 p.m. registration fee, $30 for adults, $12 for youth.
Okay, where's that at again?
That's at Jefferson Barracks.
Oh, okay. That's
at
today.
Their archery range. That's today.
Okay.
About an hour and a half.
Okay.
And rangefinders are allowed now for this tournament. Complimentary.
We never had none of them when I was a kid. You had to judge it for your own self.
Complimentary biscuits and gravy starting at 8 a.m.
Oh, I'm there. I think I'll swing
by
there.
Must be accompanied by a paid adult. Directions.
Will you pay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Classes, women's open, bow hunter, men's
hang on,
open.
Hang on. Hey, I know what's going on over here, Matty G. You know what's going on this morning? Let me tell you. You ready?
Yes.
Vogler Vogler, you hear that? How fast he's going and how loud he's going. And he's actually pronunciating.
He's trying to pronunciate?
He ate three Krispy Kremes. He's got a sugar rush going.
He's
going
to be bouncing off the walls.
A couple minutes, it's going to be down and out, fella.
Like a bear that just got shot with a tranquilizer dart. He's just going to crash.
We've seen that before.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of drool running out the right side.
Yard sale comes in, and there's Vogler on the floor with the news in his hands.
Just step over him. Step over him. At least he wasn't in the bathroom reading it this morning. That was good.
Well, that's a good thing.
Conservation Federation of Missouri presents Pull for Conservation Southwest Inaugural Sporting Clays Classic. Saturday, September 7th, Branson, Missouri. Ozark Shooters Complex, Sports Complex, 759 U.S. 65, Walnut Shade, Missouri.
Walnut Shade. Where's that at?
It's down there below Springfield.
Okay.
didn't give directions like the other nice folks, you know. MDC to hold handgun workshop.
Ooh, cool.
For women. Houston, Missouri, the Missouri Department of Conservation will host a handgun workshop for women.
That's cool.
September 1st from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Big Piney Sportsman's Club in Houston.
Yeah, it's called the Second Amendment. They're allowed to protect themselves and their family.
Travis Mills, an MDC outdoor skills specialist, said there's no cost for this event. Participants should be 16 or older, and they should register in advance by August 27th or going online.
Ooh, there's a thought, though. When a woman gets mad, you know the score, right? Can you imagine a woman gets mad with a handgun?
Woo-hoo. No.
I'd hate to be the guy telling her, give me your purse. Yeah, sure. And I was going to say something else, but I'm not.
What am I?
What about the Conservation Federation of Missouri? Did you not do that? I gave it to you.
Conservation Federation of Missouri will be awarded.
They're having an award, but
Golden
that's Globe true.
Organization.
But they have a pull for conservation. What'd you do with that one?
That's what I was just saying. Oh. Okay. Conservation Federation of Missouri presents Pool for Conservation Southwest.
Does he even know the news he's reading?
I emailed it to him, and I brought him a printed copy.
I said it. I said it, and you didn't hear it.
No, I heard it.
September 7th, Branson, Missouri.
Okay, Ozarks. Okay, stop.
So Walnut Shade.
Okay, so if you said it and you read it, why did you read it again?
Because I got curly hair and been hitting the head too much.
That curly hair does it every time.
Do something about the awards. Okay, do the glow. The glow.
The Conservation Federation of Missouri will be awarded the glow. Golden Glow Organization Award and recognitions for its outstanding conservation
efforts.
I'm
going to take a donut of Krispy Kreme.
It's one of the nation's
largest,
professional outdoor communicators organizations. Each year, merited a glow.
Speak.
Consoles will be up to five
good
deserving
boy,
individuals.
Good boy.
You got to get a Krispy Kreme.
Golden Glow.
Who wants a Krispy Kreme?
Who wants a Krispy Kreme?
Missouri Archers win big at NASP. IBO Outdoor 3D Challenge. Missouri Department of Conservation congratulates Ivy Walton and Jeremiah Jones, both of Carl's Junction High School, for their exceptional final scores during the National Archery and Schools International Bow Hunters Association Outdoor 3D Challenge.
Great.
August 8th and 9th in Snowshoe, West Virginia.
Okay, y'all done?
No.
Oh, my.
Flooding delays wetland and lake restoration projects at Missouri Department of Conservation Shell Osage Conservation Area. Some waterfowl hunting will be available on each area 2019-2020 season. Major flooding this spring and summer along the Osage River delayed a major renovation of the wetlands at the lake of Missouri Department of Conservation Shell Osage Conservation Area.
Mm-hmm.
But the project will move forward as weather and soil conditions permit.
Okay, y'all done now?
No. Seats are still available for beginning duck class.
We got to get Murray
classes.
On. Come on.
Bush shooting range, August 20th. Next week, next Friday. Go. Defiance, Missouri. Duck hunting classes.
Cool. Okay, good. Are you done now?
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody, Murray Anderson especially, and all the folks for the Tim Chelzovic, Tiny Tim, and everybody that worked so hard for the fundraiser they did for my family. It was awesome, and they just raffled off the guns, and Tim drew the names. Somebody's getting a new bow from Dury Outdoors and Mossberg Firearms, and just it's just awesome. And I just wanted to once again thank everybody and thank all of you for your support and your prayers and your thoughts for my family during this time, and how much it's really appreciated, because if you all keep contacting me, and I really appreciate your support, all of it, right, Vogelbogger?
Yes.
You know, when we were down for the deal, I got in the shop with Murray, and I interviewed him about what he has to offer. And so we're going to go to that now, and I'm going to have Matty G hit us an intro, and we're going to go down and talk to Mr. Murray Anderson at Anderson Services, Missouri Gunsmith, down in Mountain View, Missouri. Here we go.
Wait a minute. Yeah, let's do a little something different for this guy and let it play. There we go.
So don't tell me who's wrong and right when liberty starts slipping away. And if you ain't gonna fight, get out of the way. 'Cause freedom makes so free. Call me warrior. They call me loyalty. And they call me ready to deploy.
Hello, everyone. Ray I here. I'm here with Murray Anderson at Anderson Services. And we're going to talk a little bit about what he has to offer here at this wonderful establishment. Just tell everybody what you've got going on here.
What I've established is an all-in-one service center to where we've got retail sales for not only just firearms accessories, but I brought a on-staff engraver. We do have a CNC engraver also for doing like some of the specialty suppressors and stuff like that, the markings that have to be done. So we got retail sales. The mainstay is the gunsmithing shop, and that's about 75% of the shop itself is just for it, where I've got a complete machine shop, welding. We've got our own
paint service, baby.
Yes, absolutely. That's something else. If you do have a chance to come down and visit, I get more people saying, you know, you got more tools for a one-person shop than what's probably needed. And it's like, yeah, maybe, but yeah. Nobody else is doing it, so I had to learn how.
One of the things I always want to say and keep reminding people is that if you're not from this area, you can ship your gun here, and Murray will take care of it and repair it for you and ship it back.
Absolutely, and we do get a lot of guns that actually get shipped to us on a weekly basis and goes through. The good thing about it for being a gunsmithing license, they can ship it direct, and we can ship them directly back to them so they don't have to go through another FFL and stuff from it. Just contact us, and we'll send you a copy of our FFL for the shipping, give instructions. Plus, the instructions are on our website.
You do repair, you do cleaning, you sell guns, you have products here. One of the things that Murray does for us with our outdoor media hunts, our sponsor, Mossberg, they ship their firearms in here to Murray's. He goes through them. We get them to the media. We do the hunt. We bring them back, tears them down, cleans them up, and ships them back to Mossberg. Or he purchases them for his store.
Correct. And we do probably about 90% of the guns that come through for the media stuff after they're done and they're famous. We actually have them here for sale.
They are famous. They're in magazines, television. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. That's for sure.
So what can someone expect if they've got an issue with their gun? Should they bring it to you and say, tell them what the problem is, and then you'll evaluate it from there?
Correct. I get a lot of people that try diagnosing things over the phone. It's about like automobiles. Are you going to call up and say, hey, my car sounds like this? No, you need to bring it in. We take it apart. We can tell you pretty much what it's going to cost before it leaves. And if we run into something unforeseen, we actually make phone calls.
Okay.
We average about 100 to 130 guns as far as at any one given time in the shop. We are a busy shop. For the most part, 80% of the work and stuff comes from anything that's dealt with the machinery, I touch. We do custom builds, everything from single shot rolling blocks all the way up to some of your precision rifles. A lot of trigger jobs,
right.
A lot of customizing. In the shotgun world, we do the shotgun tubes as far as the installation on the older style that don't have the cut and threads. We get a lot of people who are bringing in these long toms, you know, 32, 38-inch guns, cutting them back to where they're manageable, and then adding tubes into them. Porting, sight configurations.
Full service. You do it all. And one of the things that Murray's done for us, we've come into camp, media camps here, the night before muzzleloading season, the guy gets his muzzleloader out and goes, oh, crap. We come and see Murray. This guy's actually worked on our guns 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night and got them ready to rock the next morning. And they killed a deer with it after you got them set up and go. So he'll take care of you. He'll work on your guns. He'll find out what the problem is. And just full service. Anything that you need with a firearm. Because gunsmiths, we talk about it in St. Louis here on the show. I get guys all the time saying, where do I find a good gunsmith? He's right here, Murray Anderson with Anderson Services. Why don't you give us your information?
All right. The address here is 911 County Road 3500 in Mountain View, Missouri. Phone number 417-934-2175. You can always reach us on the web at MissouriGunsmith.com. Find me on Facebook, too. Anderson Services or Murray Anderson. If you have any questions or anything, by all means, call.
Murray Anderson, Anderson Services. Thank you, Murray.
Thank you.
Hey, we need to take a break, pay some bills, and we'll see you all on the other side. There's still a little